Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for May 28th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. I made a hot dog on the grill. It's not a big deal. I'm in today for Rokan from 3 to 7 on 720 WGN. If you're so inclined, you can tune in and hear me talk about things like A, Memorial Day weekend violence, or B, Bill Buckner, or C, tornadoes. Those are really the only three things to talk about today. We could talk about the graduated tax. Who wants to talk about taxes, right? We can talk about grilling for Father's Day. That's next. All right, let's get to the headlines. 42 shot this weekend. Probably would have been more, but hard to shoot during tornado warnings and torrential downpours. But this was a big weekend for the new mayor. Listen, there's no way that the mayor of Chicago can keep violence from happening. That's ludicrous to give accolades. It's ludicrous to give blame, right? But if it's truly a game of perception, Lightfoot is already winning. Just the way she prepared for this weekend, putting more cops on the street, as well as riding along with officers, responding to a shooting. What? All that without cameras snapping away for CNN or to accompany her latest op-ed in the New York Times? What? Huh? A for effort, huh? And I'm sure you could point out that the last mayor did that too, but you get the feeling from the last mayor that every serious thing that he did was to be heralded or at least documented for a new miniseries. But enough about him. I like the new mayor's approach to violence. She's killing it! Yeah, it's not the... She's nailing it! All right, that's... There was no crimes with a nail gun this weekend, was there? Okay, good. In Springfield, the graduated income tax is passed, and now it'll be on the ballot in 2020, which means nonstop campaign ads for the tax starting 3 weeks ago? Yeah. But this is a huge change, cracking open the Constitution, but it's not going to happen for a year or so. If it passes at all, but if it does pass, the governor says our problems are over. Rich people meet your doom. Not unlike the bag tax. What if there's no rich people to tax? Whatever. We'll make more. Right? That's how it works. Now all eyes on gambling, marijuana, and the capital plan before the session ends this week. Will they get any of it done? Let's see. Gambling, has a huge conflict of interest as many lawmakers are making cash off side deals for video gaming. Okay. Then let's move on to marijuana. Oh, the legislation is flawed and it won't let you grow plants and is handing over the bulk of the business to corporations? That's not great. Well, how about the capital plan? Well, that's somewhat on hold until the federal government figures out their capital plan. But Pritzker's plan has numerous tax increases, including a gas tax and almost doubling of the license plate fees, which reminds me I've got to go to the DMV. Yikes. Anyway, maybe I'll buy in bulk to avoid the tax. Can I get 6 years worth of license plate renewal? Anyway, lots to do, but not sure if any of it should be done. That's the issue we face in the last week of session. In sports, what do we start with? I don't know. Hockey. I don't know. We'll start with the Bears. How about the Bears? We never talk about the Bears. The Bears are doing OTAs right now. Nothing really to report. The kickers are still being challenged. I guess they narrowed the goalposts this weekend to focus on accuracy. Just feels like other teams don't have to do that, right? At the end of the day, I've never heard of the New England Patriots being like, I think we need to challenge Gutskowski. I say that we bring the goalpost closer. Yeah, let's do it. It doesn't seem like a Belichick move, but whatever it takes to get done and kick a field goal in the playoffs, that'd be great. Also, are the Bears really pushing this 100-year anniversary? There's a big party coming up, I get it, but they just put out a big list of the 100 best players, which somehow is news. Every night in the 10 o'clock news, well, the 30 through 20 have come out. They're like, Jim Morrissey makes the list at 44. You're like, what? Donnell Wolford checking in at 37. I don't know. I feel like I did that in the fifth grade, right? And that was before blogs. That was before even word processors. I was writing that down. That's ridiculous. The list. It's such a Homer crowd, too, to be like, let's all discuss. Let's all go crazy about who we think the best 100 Bears are. I don't know. Just please just go 11-5. That's all I ask. The Cubs are in Houston for a showdown with the Astros. This after a stunning weekend where the Cubs lost 2 of 3 from the basement-dwelling Reds at Wrigley. The Brewers are now just a half game back. And after the Astros, who beat the Cubs last night, Cubbies will get a weekend series with the Cardinals in St. Louis. The good news? Rizzo. Oh, my God. That guy's a monster right now. Bad news. Hayward and Chris Bryant collided. the outfield, and they both missed yesterday's game. That's something to watch out for. Billy Buckner died at the age of 69. I hate that the Red Sox claim him. You know, really, as a baseball fan, especially a Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox fan, and the fact that he's claimed by the rest of the league for an error, it's hard. For Chicago sports fans, especially Cubs fans of my generation, nobody was better than Billy Buck, right? He was a star. By the time he got to Boston, he could barely move. I mean, he had serious knee problems and ankles problems when he was with the Cubs in the early 80s. But in honor of him today, I'm going to do the rest of this podcast waddling around the studio with 3 pounds of ice strapped to my thighs. Just waddle. I know that the Penguin, Ron Say, everyone thinks that he was the waddler, but Buckner was the OG waddler. What a waddler. We'll miss that waddle, bud. R.I.P. The White Sox game suspended yesterday, so they'll pick it back up today and play their regularly scheduled game tonight. So not really a doubleheader, but like a 13-inninger. I don't know what you, integer? What do you call it? A 3/5 header? I don't know what. Anyway, the Sox sealed their season this weekend with a pretty awful showing against the number one Twins. They just mauled the Sox all 3 games, swept them right out of Target Field. Wasn't even close. So looks like the Twins realize their time is now, and the White Sox, maybe all this rebuild talk has permeated to the clubhouse because they did not look like they were ready for that one. Coming off a split with the Astros, you would think they would want to show something. They did nothing. They were blown out of all 3 games. It was like a college football game when the non-conference team comes to your home field and you win 63-0 and you feel good for a second. That's what the Twins White Sox was this weekend. It was no good. I don't like it. So now we get a steady diet of the Royals and a summer of seeing who gets traded, right? The Sox are currently 12.5 back. The Bruins, well, they won game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. I'm a big fan of funny sports names, right? You know that. But hockey players, they don't get the same treatment. If you think of baseball, you think of, you know, Biff Pokoroba. That's a great baseball name. In basketball, you can get all sorts. Purvis Ellison, that's classic, right? But hockey, it gives you gold. The Bruins goaltender, Tuukka Rask. Am I even saying that right? Tuukka. I know he's foreign, but I know a ton of foreigners. You're going to get a Sergei, maybe a Victor, maybe a Nikolai. But a Tuukka? I'm not buying it. I think it's fake. Nobody's checked this guy's out? Tuukka? I don't know. I don't trust a team with a goaltender named Tuukka. All right, that's Lower Lacker Live for May 28th, 2019. I got to get out of here because the ice is starting to hurt.